5 cents more per gallon. That's what RT Trevino just predicted here. 75 cents more per gallon because he believes the price of a barrel of oil is going to surpass $100, which, you know, based on what we're seeing, why wouldn't it? Right? I mean, why wouldn't it? 50 million barrels from the strategic reserve being released is meaningless. And that's not what it's for. It's not to pump up sagging poll numbers because your poll numbers are now in the 30s and diving because people are sick of you. You've only been in office 10 months and people have looked at you and they've gone, you're incompetent and your vice president is worse. So this whole idea about patting yourself on the back with a strategic reserve is a joke. By the way, former President Donald Trump weighed in yesterday on oil and gas and energy and Joe Biden and all of it. I want you to hear what he said. It's Byte 17. Listen to this.
And we filled up the strategic reserves. And now the Biden administration wants to take the strategic reserves, which were filled for the first time in decades, and they want to use that to try and artificially force down the price of gasoline and gas. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And it's based solely on polling numbers. And he's right, by the way. Because when Barack Obama dipped into the strategic reserve several times, he never put it back. He never replenished it. And it's there not for poll numbers. It's there in case we get attacked and the United States Air Force needs to fly. And our ships need to move. And we need to move important materials around the country. That's why it's called the strategic oil reserve. Not my politics are getting me in trouble oil reserve. My poll numbers suck oil reserve. That's not what it's called. It's there for national defense and national security. What's wrong with these people? But never forget, middle class and working class families, they're a joke to Jennifer Granholm and the other liberal elites. Remember, when you're sitting down looking at your Thanksgiving dinner, whatever it might be, Joe Biden is jetting off to a billionaire's compound on Martha's Vineyard, where his carbon footprint will be bigger than you and your entire family throughout the duration of their entire lives. And then he's going to tell you, well, you should use less gasoline, as he jets off and drives around and has never put a nickel into a gas tank in his life because he's been doing it on your dime his entire life, because taxpayer dollars have paid his way his entire life. But you're a joke. They don't care. And Jennifer Granholm, just another elitist white liberal. I'm a former mediocre governor who's never had much command or leadership skill in, well, anything. But remember when she laughed at you? Do you? Byte 6, listen.
In Sturgis, Michigan, it is $2.89 a gallon. I guess that's better than in California. What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. Would that I had the magic wand on this. As you know, of course, oil is a global market. It is controlled by a cartel. That cartel is called OPEC, and they made a decision yesterday.
Wrong.
That they were
wrong,
not
wrong,
to
wrong, wrong,
what
stop.
They already
the cartel
planning.
That's controlling oil is called the Democrat Party. The cartel controlling the oil is the Democrat Party because they're controlling leases on federal lands. They're controlling transfer of oil and gas and natural gas by pipelines. They're controlling the strategic supply and pushing it into the system when they think it might help their poll numbers. It is the Democrat Party that is the cartel controlling energy in America, period. It's not OPEC. We're not beholden to OPEC unless we choose to be. It's not Russia that's dictating energy policy in America unless we allow them to do so. Wake up. Let's go to bite number 12. I want to go with Joe Biden going over the successes of his administration. It's kind of a short list here, but I wanted the president himself to share with you the success of his administration so far. Byte 12, go.
under this president, we've become weaker, sicker, poorer, more divided, and more violent.
Sounds about right. Thank you, Joe, for summarizing your work so far. Weaker, sicker, more violent. Yeah, that'd be the Biden administration. Well done. Greatly appreciate that. And it's not just, by the way, Thanksgiving. It's not just Thanksgiving that's going to hurt you in the wallet. Just getting a tree to put presents under. It's getting ugly. Check out bite number 13. Just the Christmas tree itself, if you want one of those. Listen. 13.
Experts say shopping for a Christmas tree might cut into your budgets this year. You can thank rising Christmas tree prices on supply chain issues and a lack of truck drivers to make those deliveries. Industry experts say prepare to pay 10 to 30% more for live trees.
Well then, a couple of $100 for the Christmas tree, just to get started. Now, having said that, you can just skip this Christmas shopping altogether. Apparently this is the thing. We want to go to bite 14 here. Line that one up. You can skip Christmas shopping altogether. Go straight to the Christmas shoplifting, which seems to be the trendy thing in America these days, especially in Democrat-run cities like the city by the bay. Listen.
From the heart of San Francisco to suburban Walnut Creek, highly organized shoplifting crews breaking into high-end retailers, grabbing merchandise, and fleeing. A cluster of getaway cars blocking traffic to aid their getaways. The spree is taking place in a matter of minutes.
I saw people running down the street. I probably saw 50 to 80 people in like ski masks, crowbars, like a bunch of weapons.
In San Francisco, eyewitness video capturing masked thieves with armfuls of stolen goods.
Yes, Christmas shoplifting.
Racing to the scene.
Tis the season. Well, in Democrat-run cities, at least they defunded the police. They also defunded Neiman Marcus and Nordstrom's and a whole bunch of other places. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Musk Ox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskOx.com to find out more. GoMuskOx.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college.